when it would be real cold weather, what would you put on to go outside?
Oh, you had coats and things just like they do now. Only the coats was more heavier and made out of better material. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they wore coats. Of course, the women weren't in pants like the women's is now. You know, they still wore their dresses. They dressed as a woman. They didn't dress like they do now with pants or something. They'd have on sweaters, and of course they wore union suits, as you call it, all the way up. Well, that's to keep them warm.
To keep you warm.
Long cotton stockings in the wintertime.
Well, what about men's clothes? What would they be like?
They would wear the same clothes they wear now, and they was heavier. They wore union suits and heavy sweaters and heavy coats and boots like that.
Were the pants heavy?
Oh, yes, for wintertime. The material was much heavier than it is now, much better than it is now. Everything, now you don't see nothing heavy. Almost everything is light. Well, you had to wear one pair of pants. Now you need on about two shrimp to compare pants to wear back there. Lord mercy, but usually they worked in overhaul, what they call overhaul. Had them bibs up here, you know, like that, and they left them there and wear overhaul and made all the way up and high up in the back, or someone wearing them now. High up in the back like that.
Well, now, how about to church? What did they generally wear to church?
Well, they didn't, as I said before, the people didn't dress up and dress your stuff like they do now.
Well, did the men wear...
They'd wear suits.
They did wear suits. Well, now, did they have the, in those days, the three-piece suits where they'd have...
Yeah, they had a vest.
Oh, they'd have...
Vest, you know, and pants and coat, most of what they wore then. But I see some of that coming back in style now. Everything is been, it have been before. Oh, but these women wearing these pants, I don't ever remember them wearing them. But I imagine it had been before, according to the scripture of the Bible, it had been before. But it was before I came along. I remember wearing long dresses and hollow skirts, you know, and things like that. And these high-top shoes like this, because my mother wore those like that. So everything is being, now it had been before, but I just didn't see that. But I was quite sure they wore pants as before.
Did the clothes, they made all their own clothes for the most part. The women did, didn't they?
Well, yes, they bought
and they could
a
buy
few.
Now, the ones that they could buy, did they in those days, did they fit pretty good, the ones? Could you buy them to fit pretty good?
Well, I guess it could, some of them. Fit pretty good.
Well, how often was a man able to, generally, how often could a man get a new suit?
Well, it's just every once in a great while. They couldn't get them too often because they weren't able to get
That's
stuff.
What I feared. They couldn't.
No.
Didn't. Suits, they probably, like you said, they were such good material, too, that they could...
Usually a poor person would have one or two suits at the best. And then some of them didn't have a whole suit at all, just pants and a coat. Just whatever they could get, you know, back then, the old days. And it wasn't plentiful like it is now. And men with a whole lot of clothes and women with a whole lot of clothes, they just weren't able to, couldn't afford them.
Well now, sometimes if something like a shirt or something wasn't samphorized and you washed it in hot water, now would it, did they ever
swank or
fade
anything?
Yeah, did they shrink up?
Well, yeah, sometimes you rub on something with, you know, the hot water would swank it up. Oh, yeah, you rub up on something like that, you couldn't, wasn't supposed to wash them in too hot of water.